Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Home for breaking news on your favorite teams. This is Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins, brought to you by James H. Brown and Associates, Alberta Injury Lawyers, the heavy hitters of injury law.
All right, I'll tell you what, everybody. If you are at work, I give you permission to take the rest of the day off. Just tell your boss, look, I'm done for the day. No questions, please. I gotta go.
Okay, later.
No, not you, Kellen.
Oh, I thought it was everybody.
It doesn't apply to us.
Okay.
That was good. Hey, how are you doing? Yes, it is indeed a beautiful Friday night. Thanks for starting it here on Inside Sports on 630 Chet. 7 o'clock tonight, in about an hour, the Memorial Cup semifinal, Seattle against Peterborough. The Petes winning in overtime last night against Kamloops. Kellen and I were just talking off air about the comeback last night. I missed the comeback while I was getting home last night and getting some things done, but I was able to see most of the third period and overtime. So the Petes move on there. So game coming up tonight. And the Blue Jays playing the New York Mets tonight. However, are we still in a delay there, Kellen? What's going on?
We are. The latest on that one is first pitch is scheduled for 8:40 p.m. Eastern, 5:40 p.m.
Thank you. For some reason, I thought it had just started.
So 6:40 p.m.
All right, so we got a delay. They're on the schedule. The Stanley Cup Final starts tomorrow. Vegas, Florida. It's on 6:30, Chet. All the games are on 6:30, Chet. They all start at 6 o'clock Mountain, so we got you covered tomorrow. Monday, we won't have Inside Sports. We're going to have the hockey game instead. Still, you'll hear the whole series on Chet. The Stanley Cup will be presented right here on 6:30, Chet. So you know what we have to do, Kellen?
Yes.
We have to do it. We do this at least thrice a year. We try not to do it more than four times. Is there a word for four times a year, like thrice?
Quadruple times per year?
We do it twice. I don't know. Doing something four times. I don't know if I guess you say they just do
the
it four times. The four-peat.
The
yes.
Four-peat.
Anyway, so we usually do – we definitely do it before the Grey Cup and the Super Bowl. This year we did this at the start of the playoffs, which we don't often do, and we didn't do your Oilers prediction. We did who's going to be in the Stanley Cup Final. I don't think we need to revisit those, Kellen, because we would remember if somebody had Florida.
No kidding.
First of all.
Yeah.
I mean, people were optimistic. A lot of Oilers, a lot of Bruins. The Leafs had some love. Rangers. Probably somebody picked Vegas, but I can't remember. So now we're down to the Stanley Cup Final, and we do this for fun. The who wins the series in how many games and why or something you think will happen in the series. And again, you get bonus points for humor. And I'm in the mood to give out at least one Inside Sports Canned Ham t-shirt tonight provided by Elite Promotional Marketing. So remember that when you're composing your messages. 780-496-0063 is the hotline presented by CertainTeed, the pro's choice for roofing, siding, drywall, insulation, and ceiling systems. CertainTeed Pro all the way. You can email the show insidesports@630ched.com. Follow me on Twitter. You can send me a direct message there at Reed Wilkins, R-E-I-D-W-I-L-K-I-N-S. We have the Elks on this station next Sunday. First game of the regular season. It's the home opener against the Saskatchewan Roughriders. 3:30 will be the countdown to kick off. The game will be at 5. That's next Sunday. Elks against Roughriders as the Elks trying to win a home game. They have not done that You know, what are we at now for the losing streak? I don't even remember. Is it 18 games now?
I believe so, yeah.
It's so many I'm having trouble counting. The October 12th, 2019, the Elks beat the Lions 19-6. They lost their final home game of the regular season against Saskatchewan. They lost all they didn't play any games in 2020, so obviously nothing there. They lost seven home games in the 14-game season in 2021, and then they lost all nine. So I think we're at 17 games. What's the math there?
Yeah, 9-7.
9-7 is what? 16.
Yes.
Plus one. Yes. So yeah, it's so 17.
Yeah.
All right. Yes. So 17 consecutive home losing streak. Home losing streak. And as I've mentioned, we got to be honest here. It's not pretty. So the Elks go 4-14 last season. They went 3-11 in the 14 game season. And back in 2019, they were 6-3 at the halfway point. They were doing pretty well. They finished 8-10. So that's 2-7 in the second half of 2019. So since the midpoint of the 2019 season, the Elks are 9-32 in the regular season. 9 wins in their last 41 games. It is indeed the worst stretch since the early 60s. So we'll see if they can turn it around. I was watching some stuff on TSN today, online anyway. I don't know when it actually aired, but Winnipeg's going to be the favorite after that. Maybe pretty wide open. I'm not suggesting the Elks are going to go from last place up to second. I think that might be tough, but if at least you can have a flirtation with a playoff spot for most of the season, win some home games, maybe stay in the race, I think that'll be pretty good. Hopefully they do even better than that, but I think that's a realistic expectation after how the last 2.5 seasons have gone. All right. So 780-496-0063. I guess we'll start. Usually we don't do this at the end of the show, Kellen, but we'll start with our Stanley Cup picks.
Sure.
Everybody knows mine, but I'll repeat it. I am indeed riding the Panther, so I am taking the Florida Panthers in 7. I have picked the Panthers in 7 in all 3 of their previous series. So I've got them right 3 times, thrice as some would say, and I actually got the exact number of games against the Boston Bruins, which, let's face it, didn't look like that was going to be very good. And they were almost out. You know, they had to win game 5 in overtime. They were trailing game 7 late, tied up with about a minute left, won it in overtime. But they made it through, and they've been very, very good. Now, some people might say, well, Reed, you're just picking the Panthers because you've kept picking them. And you'd be right to some extent. Having said that, they're pretty good. I think Bobrovsky is going to win a game on his own in the series. I think Tkachuk is playing outstanding. I think several other players are playing excellent on the team. Now, obviously, Vegas is an excellent team. We saw how they beat the Edmonton Oilers. I mean, they were up 3-0 on Dallas. Dallas fought back, and then they absolutely crushed them in Game 6. I think Vegas is very good. I think, yes, they can match them physically. I think that Vegas, yeah, probably on paper is a little deeper, but a lot of teams on paper have looked better than Florida in the postseason. Florida has kept winning, and I think Florida is going to find a way to do it again. I will take the Panthers in 7. Kellen, your selection is?
You know what? You took my pick, so I'm going to just kind of change it a little bit to make it my own here. I'm going to say Florida in 6. Florida in 6.
You're also riding the Panther.
I will ride the Panther in the
So we each,
final,
we yes. can't ride the same Panther.
The reason why, and I'll add a sub-prediction to this, is I feel that one of the 4 Florida victories will be a controversial goal / late overtime winner. Something along those lines.
So that's going to be your bonus part of the prediction that we're asking people to send in as well.
No,
you're saying the Panthers will win a game on a controversial goal.
Yes.
Either late in the third period or overtime.
Or in one of the overtime periods.
You know what? That's an excellent prediction because it's not like it's one of those things that it's not likely. Like it's not. Oh, you know, if I said, well, they'll win a game in which they score a couple power play goals. Okay, well, probably somebody's going to do that in this series. But what you're saying is possible.
Yes.
but not likely. Something we've seen before.
Goalie interference,
but we don't, so
offside.
Offside, so, or something, something. You're saying it'll be a goal that the Vegas Golden Knights will argue about, and they might have a point, or that some fans will think that shouldn't count.
Yep.
So probably, now, you probably not offside then, though we have seen some weird offsides.
Well, I think back to the Western Conference Final last year.
Yeah, fair,
that one
though, once we understood the rule, it's kind of like, okay, well, technically that's the rule. We just, you know, it probably could be changed the way it's written. But okay, it could be a confusing offside or maybe an obscured offside. Maybe there's a player in the way when the puck crosses the line, so they can't change it. Certainly goalie interference. Now, here's the thing, though, Kellen. Anything in the last 3 minutes of overtime, or pardon me, what am I saying? In the last minute of the third period. Well, I was really all over the map there.
3 minutes of overtime.
Anything in the last minute of the third period or in overtime is reviewed by the league.
Yes.
There's no coach's challenge.
Yeah.
So maybe it'll be something that a coach would have challenged, but he couldn't.
That's right.
That'd be something, too.
That's
so you've done a really good job opening a can of worms, spilling them out, and now we got to sort through them and see what happens.
Yes, exactly.
That's a very good job. 780-496-0063 for people to send in their Stanley Cup final predictions.
Got a couple
and,
already
oh,
here.
Oh, wow, some people. Wow, this. Well, the fact that you were sitting around early on a Friday night waiting to write into Inside Sports, that warms my heart.
Yes.
It does make me question a little bit the quality of your Friday nights. No, but seriously, I love you for writing in. Okay, what do we have already?
Okay, we got our first one from Dan coming in, and more to come for sure, but Dan's the first one to send his in. He says, Vegas in six. Vegas in six from Dan.
No bonus offering as part of his?
No bonus offering.
Okay, well, still Vegas in six. Okay.
Baby Huey texts in and says, predicting the Stanley Cup winner, stay golden, Pony Boy. That's from Baby Huey.
I don't know who he's picking.
Stay golden. I'm thinking he's Golden Knights, using the term golden in that.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Wasn't that for Pony Boy? What was it from?
Outsiders.
The Outsiders?
Yeah.
Did Tom Cruise play Pony Boy?
I know Emilio Estevez was
The way you sort of growled with your throat there led me to believe this is a really important question. We have the cast of the Outsiders. C. Thomas Howell as Pony Boy Curtis.
Ah, there we go.
Tom Cruise played Steve Randall. Emilio Estevez played Keith Two-Bit Matthews.
Mm-hmm.
Rob Lowe played Soda Pop Soda Curtis. What a cast. Patrick Swayze played Derry Curtis. Matt Dillon played Dallas Dally Winston. And Ralph Macchio played Johnny Cade.
Yeah.
That's a cast. That's like all these young guys who went on to be, I guess, unfortunately, Mr. Swayze has passed away. Maybe some guys didn't achieve the heights of others. But
still
what a
huge
star.
Cast. Yeah. I mean, like, it's
The Outsiders in 1983, directed by Francis Ford Coppola.
Yeah.
That's the bonus offering that we put forward on the show. You could text the show with what you think is a seemingly innocent sports text, and then who knows where we're going to take it.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we got two people picking the Golden Knights. I wonder how many people, and this is the Chelsea Bird theory, right? I wonder how many people are picking the Golden Knights or cheering for the Golden Knights, so the Oilers then lost to the Cup champion.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the two folks, maybe they aren't Oilers fans, but most of our listeners are Oilers fans, so I'll make that assumption. Because that's the Chelsea Bird theory. If the Vegas wins the Stanley Cup, well, maybe, you know, if the Oilers had beat Vegas, they would have won the Stanley
one
Cup.
More
maybe
in for Vegas.
Maybe that was the Stanley Cup final in round two.
There we go. Another one in for Vegas. Ray, R-A-E, texts in and says Vegas in six.
Vegas in six. No bonus. See, the people with the bonus offerings are really working on composing their text messages.
Mm-hmm.
Panthers, by the way, a full-grown male is... Now, see, this is interesting, Kelly. A full-grown male is 6 to 7 feet long, excluding the tail, which is another 3 feet.
Should I dig up the panther sound?
Yes, we need panther sound effects.
Okay.
So that would be frightening, to be walking somewhere and a 6-foot-long cat all of a sudden appears.
Well, we kind of see it up here with the cougars, right?
But yeah, I guess. How big are... I think panthers must be bigger than cougars, though.
Oh, great question. They might be about the same size-ish. I don't know.
Well, we'll find that out. If you are a felinologist, is what do you call somebody who studies cats? The study of cats.
Joe Exotic.
How did I ever exist before? Oh, it's felinology. That actually is the study of cats.
There you go.
Felinology is the study of cats. All right. So here's what we want. We want your Stanley Cup predictions. If you are a felinologist, we want to hear from you. And we definitely want those two things. And if there is a word for four times, like twice for two times and thrice for three times, we also want that. Man, oh, man, we are going to cover all the base. Oh. Is that a panther?
That is a panther.
It sounds like a skipping record. Don't tell the Panthers I said that. They're going to be upset that I was mocking their noise.
No, that's panther, so there we go.
Okay. We will call a quick timeout. We do have some really interesting guests coming up tonight. Dr. John Valentine from McEwen University is going to talk about these teams in the Southern United States in the Stanley Cup Final. He has an interesting take on it. And Arturo Gatti, the incredible boxer from Montreal who died in 2009, likely was murdered, though his death by the authorities in Brazil was ruled a suicide. Local filmmaker Adam Scorgi is one of the guys behind a three-part documentary series about the life and death of Arturo Gatti. I was lucky enough to be able to watch it this week. It's outstanding. If you're compelled by Gatti's story, by boxing, and by a pretty intricate crime story as well, then I think you're going to enjoy this. So we'll get to him a little bit later on, too.
With Reed Wilkins is brought to you by James H. Brown and Associates, Alberta's precedent-setting injury lawyers.
All right, good to have you tuning in tonight. Well, it appears our variety of topics have brought our listeners to life. It's sort of like we're Dr. Frankenstein and the audience is our monster, Kellen.
Mm-hmm. Yes. it is quite the cross-section tonight on the thing. By the way, somebody texted in and just said when you're referring to four of something or achieving a four of something.
Four times, yeah.
Four times, quadruple.
You just say quadruple.
It's quadruple, yeah.
Okay, so, I was hoping there was a better word for it.
I know, I'm so disappointed.
Like thrice is one of my favorite words.
Yes.
Because I feel when you use it, when someone uses it conversationally, it almost catches people off guard. If you say I did something twice, no one blinks an eye. But if you say you did something thrice, it's almost people kind of give you that look as if, did you actually say thrice instead of three times? But it's totally appropriate and accurate to use that.
It is. Yep. Exactly. So, but like I said, I was a little disappointed.
We should make an album, Once Bitten, Thrice Shy.
Well, it'd be better than Once Bitten, Quadruple Shy, I guess. also, I guess another unknown text again. The panther is the only cat that can carry more than its weight climbing a tree.
Okay, so I could ride the panther up right up the tree as I'm making my predictions. Okay,
there
that's cool. That's quite an image.
Yep. And Joe texts in. He just predicts Knight and also says that Francis Ford Coppola also directed Rumblefish same year, same story, and much of the same cast. That's from Joe.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay, that's a nice movie tidbit as well. Are we going to save some of these for later, Kellen?
Definitely.
Okay.
And they are coming in like hotcakes.
Well, this is good. Okay, so Kellen will compile those. Remind me, I got to give out a shirt at some point. And hockey in the Sun Belt. We got a McEwen University professor going to weigh in on that.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.